Timothy. And it's a kind of a personal letter. The Holy Spirit inspired it and wanted it to be always part of the Word of God. But if you look at it, it's Paul in jail writing to Timothy. And it's very interesting the things that he thinks about. Demas, enamored of the present world, deserted me and went to Thessalonica. He quit. He must have been one of the aides of Paul. We never hear about him again. But that's enough. This is too tough. So he quit. Crescens to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Now they're being sent by Paul. That's different. But that means that he's alone except for Luke. And that's why this passage is put here on his feast day, because it's one place where he's mentioned. Luke is the only one with me. Now, Luke, by tradition, was a medical doctor. And in fact, someplace he's called Luke the Physician. And so we're getting a glimpse now into the spirit and the heart of one of the greatest saints God ever made. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is helpful to me in this ministry. He's in jail, but he has a ministry, you see. I've sent Tychicus to Ephesus, and when you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus and Troas, the papyrus rolls, and especially the parchments. He's going to study. He's going to make use of this time when he doesn't have a lot of apostolic activity to study, to pray. You see? He goes on, Alexander the coppersmith did me a great deal of harm. Why did Alexander the coppersmith give him such a hard time? Because Alexander was making idols and Paul was taking people away from the idols. It was ruining Alexander's business. Now, if Alexander had been smart, he would have believed in Christ and the Lord would have taken care of his business. But he wasn't smart, you see. Now, you be on your guard against him as well, because he strongly resists our preaching. Now listen to this last one. Here's a man who's poured out his life for others, right? At my first offense, no one appeared on my behalf. What do you think about that? You know, he's traveled, he's preached, he's trying to support himself as a tent maker. At my first offense, no one appeared on my behalf. Does it show you how selfish we are? Do you know Paul? Oh, I know Paul. He's a great man. And then he goes to jail. Who's Paul? We can all do that, my friends. You know, religion is all right unless it's going to get you in trouble. And if that starts to happen, well, then you don't get anywhere near those who are being spotted by the government, much less try to hide them or something. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear. What only thing on his mind is preaching the gospel. I'm in jail. You know, I could be murdered, and I will be, you know, beheaded because I'm a Roman citizen. They can't crucify me for disturbing the empire with all this new teaching about only one God. That's Jewish, poor folks. They don't know who runs this universe. Oh, yes, they do. And now this other one who's supposed to be equal to the first one and who died in the electric chair. He died a shameful death. And this is the one. And so that's why he has to be in a defense, you see. Now this mysterious text, he appointed 72 disciples. Jesus, that's a lot, isn't it? I mean, we're not even half of that in this chapel right now. You see? Whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. I wish I had triple this number of people to go preach my message, which is a message of salvation and meaning for your existence. Why are you here? Why do you exist? Why were you conceived? Who are you? I wish I had more people to send, okay? Go on your way. I'm sending you like lambs among wolves. Nobody's going to, you know, very few are going to be happy with what you're saying. You realize that this is the rulers knew that if a lot of people started to do this, first they'd worship the God of the Jews, bad enough. And then they'd worship this Jesus whom Roman law crucified, saying he's equal to the God of the Jews. He's his son. He's equal to the God of the Jews. And he died so that everyone could have an eternal life with God, the only God. That's their wacko idea. And of course, it's disturbing the whole empire. So we'll kill him and see if that scares the rest of them. And so that's what's going on here, you see. But the Lord's instruction, you see, written down for us, whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it. You see how often curing, healing goes with gospel? And say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. The preaching is that important. Not only the preaching to the Christians, but the preaching to the rest of the world. It's that important.